Please come to order. We'll have the prayer before the roll call this morning. Finance Committee is still meeting.
Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, receive our thanks today for the loving kindness you so generously shower upon us. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to become part of man's history. Thank you for the example he showed of obedience to God and love to man. Thank you for his death that secured our salvation. As we go about our tasks for today, we pray for courage coupled with patience, boldness softened by compassion, and determination mixed with kindness. Help us to realize that the people we meet today will be affected by our attitudes and reactions. Grant us the grace and strength to lead them better than when we met them. Remind us of the fact that the decisions we make today have the potential to affect many people along life's pathway. Help us to make these decisions responsibly.
Will the members please vote to signify their presence this morning? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 11 members present this morning. Senators Paul Fisher, Vic Fisher, Page, John, and Rohde are excused from the call of the Senate today.
The Finance Committee is on state business at this moment. Please show them as excused.
And Senator Page, John, is here.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 88th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 18.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the Journal for the 88th Day and the Senate Supplement Number 18 be approved as certified.
Objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? You have the floor, Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, are there some youngsters standing over in the far gallery?
Yes.
Okay. That is the entire student body from Myers Chuck School in my part of the world. And the students, since they're already standing, are Brett Johnson, Tracy Johnson, Justine Hunley, Michael Brady, Sarah Brady. Their teacher is Lena Brady, and the chaperone is Wanda Meyer. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, we have the superintendent of the schools from Skagway with us this morning, Dave Lanigan.
Senator Sturgeluski.
Yes, Mr. President, really my honor today to introduce some very distinguished people who have done a whole lot of work on something. At noon today in courtroom A, there's going to be a presentation by the Washington Alaska Advisory Committees to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. They're going to be releasing a copy of a report called Bringing an Industry into the 80s, Affirmative Action in Seafood Processing. Basically deals with the hiring of women and minorities in the processing field. And we have with us today a number of people. I hope they would stand as I introduce them. Catherine Bullitt, who is the chair of the Washington State Advisory Committee, a member of that committee, Kenneth Fisher, and Tomas Sandoval. And former Representative Thelma Buchholz is the vice chair of the Alaska Advisory Committee, Dove Cole members. Then we have staff support people, Thelma Crivens, who is the director of the Northwest Regional Office, Vicki Squire, civil rights analyst, who has done the basic amount of writing and a good deal of the researching on that report, Alex Stevens, the regional attorney, Shelley Sumner, support staff, and we'll commend the report to all of you. Thank you, Mr. President.
We welcome you here this morning. Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, the gallery behind me is a visitor from Anchorage, a friend and a constituent, John McGrew, representing the First National Bank of Anchorage.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, yesterday we had some of these young people, and just in case you've forgotten, each year the Elk State Association sponsors two students from each of the 16 lodges throughout Alaska. Sophomore and junior students are given a questionnaire concerning the state government and are asked to write an essay on what they believe the state's major problems are and possible solutions. These students are then judged by the Elks Lodge and are brought to Juneau for a week to meet with the governor and the lieutenant governor and some of the legislators. And so I'd like to introduce to you some of the winners. And when I call your name, if you please stand up. Mike Dunn, Seward. Aaron Anderson, Seward. Daniel Larson and Brandon Jones from Kodiak. Susan Perigo and Scott Hunt from Anchorage. Laura Smith from Haynes. James Poulsen and Tina Sutter from Sitka. And Tanya Rasmussen, Valdez. The Elks Lodge Juno 420 cordially invites all of us to attend a dinner honoring these students. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Elks Lodge room.
Thank you very much. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
Message of April 14. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution Number 25 and respectfully requests the Senate to recede from its amendments, namely, Senate CS for House Joint Resolution Number 25, State Affairs, amended Senate, requesting the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation to revise the standard time zones in which Alaska is located.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to House Joint Resolution Number 25. I've talked to the two members from the Bering time zone, I guess it is, and they are in agreement that we should recede, and so am I, and I would ask the Senate to concur.
Question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Joint Resolution 25? Are you ready for the question? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 13 yeas and 2 nays.
The Senate has received from its amendments.
Message of April 14. The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. CS for sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 28 Resources by the Resources Committee relating to the processing of native allotments.
State Affairs.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 33 Finance by the Finance Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for design of a statewide crime lab facility in Anchorage and providing for an effective date.
It's a DOT item, but I believe it should go to Judiciary and Finance. DOT may look at it if it wishes. Crime Laboratories, so the substance, I think, should be Judiciary.
CS for House Bill Number 39, Hess, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to services for pregnant women and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 2, providing for license exemption for commercial fishing vessels 24 feet or less, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute resources with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring. Senators Vic Fisher, Sturdulski, Elias, and Ziegler, and Mulcahy. Senate Bill 2 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Senate Bill Number 122, relating to the protection of the elderly, was considered by the Finance Committee. They recommend that the Hess Committee substitute be adopted. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation signing to adopt the Hess Committee substitute were Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Bennett, Bakes, and Vic Fisher. Senate Bill 122 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 52 relating to the licensing of commercial fishing and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring, Senators Vic Fisher, Eliason, Ziegler, and Mulcahy. Senator Sturdulski signed no recommendation. SB 52 has a further referral to Finance. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 169, establishing the Alaska Grain Reserve Program and the Alaska Grain Reserve Revolving Loan Fund, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Sturgill-Lewski, Mulcahy, and Ziegler. SB 169 has a further referral to finance.
Finance.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 170, special appropriation to the Alaska Grain Reserve Revolving Loan Fund, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senator Sturgill-Lewski and Ziegler signed do pass. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 170 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution number 28, requesting the Governor to declare May 29, 1983, Governor George A. Parks Day in honor of the 100th birthday of George A. Parks, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgill-Lewski, and Ray. HCR 28 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 18, making appropriations to the University of Alaska for construction of classroom facilities, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute rules with a new title and due pass and calendar April 15. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Ray, and Kelly. This bill does appear in today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 229, special appropriations to the University of Alaska for certain capital projects and planning, and recommends it be placed on the April 15 calendar. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Ferguson, and Bennett. This bill also appears on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Reports to special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
The resolution for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 17 by Senator Fakes relating to Lower Huffman Road upgrading in the municipality of Anchorage.
Transportation Finance.
That is the only new resolution.
Bill for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 257. By the Rules Committee, by request of the Special Committee on Legislative Reform, an act relating to standards of conduct of legislators and legislative employees and establishing a Legislative Ethics Commission and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 258, by Senator Ferguson, by request, an act relating to interest on telephone deposits.
Commerce Committee.
Senate Bill number 259, by Senator Vic Fisher, an act relating to appointments to the Board of Fisheries.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 260, by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to exemption from municipal property taxation of certain property exempt from taxation under federal law and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs Finance.
Those are the new bills.
Takes us to the daily calendar. First item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 18. Secretary, read the bill by title, author.
Senate Bill number 18 by Senators Kurtula, Sturgill-Lewski, Josephson, Ray, Vic Fisher, Fakes, Kelly, Hoffa, Ferguson, and Pettyjohn, an act making appropriations to the University of Alaska for construction of classroom facilities and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends a committee substitute Hess with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Halford, Fakes, Vic Fisher, and Moss. Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute finance and do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, with a letter of intent. Concurring Senators Ferguson, Josephson, Fakes, Vic Fisher, Sackett, and Mulcahy. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new letter of intent and calendared. Signed, Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Ray, and Kelly. There are three committee substitutes.
Senator Fakes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute from the Rules Committee be adopted.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 18, Finance or Rules. By the Rules Committee, an act making special appropriations for certain capital projects and planning for elementary and secondary educational facilities and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
There are no amendments, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 18, Rules, with a title change, be considered engrossed in advance of third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill with new title.
Mr. President, may we have a brief edit?
We'll be at ease. Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 18 be adopted?
Nay.
Senator Sturgiluski has... What's the problem?
Mr. President,
you have the floor.
The bill is before us for final action. Is that correct?
That's right, it's in third reading.
Just a very brief comment, and I'll find myself supporting the bill. I might point out that between SB 18 and SB 229 that we have before us, we have a total of about $114 million. And my figures are right, and the one that I think we're all working from perhaps the same sheet of music, that's going against the some $250 million that is available for capital that was contained in the fiscal year 84 governor's budget. That was power projects, matching funds for DOT, PF, ADAP funds, nothing in there for the water project in Anchorage. It's the number one priority. And I guess the thing that concerns me is that we are not, as a body, at least some of us, not in on the total picture of just how this is all going to shape up and what priorities will be met. I would rather have seen that whole issue of the capital and operating budget debated in the finance committees and brought to this floor in some kind of a package so that we would have some idea of the message that we're sending to the other body. We're doing it in bits and pieces, and it's extraordinarily hard to, impossible, if you will, to get a real picture of how this might shape up. And with that, as I say, I have no alternative but to support the bill, because we simply do not have all of that information. It's just a negative thing to say no.
All three educational bills to be brought to attention would have been on the same calendar, except for the fact the five-day rule was not waived, so we have to pass on this. By the way, all three capital construction bills would have been on the calendar at the same time for debate in this body. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to take note. I'm not going to offer an amendment about mirrors. I've done it twice. But I have to take note of the fact that Anchorage, with about half of the children in this state, gets about 16% of this appropriation. If it was 40, not 50, but if it was 40, there'd be enough money to build mirrors. And I think when the time comes, the day of reckoning, mirrors is not going to be funded, and there'll be $68 million spread out all over this state for projects which I don't think have the critical need that project does, and I am going to vote against it.
Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I stand up here with some kind of mixed thoughts. I have before me about a dozen letters from school children across the state, and I'd like to share some of them with you, but first I'd like to share the fire marshal's description of the school in Nome. The 1936 portion of the building is totally non-rated combustible construction. And then we find out as he goes on through his report, and this report was made in 1981, the school is now opening up. It is literally splitting apart. And the steel beam that was put there to try to keep the school intact is not. I don't think there's a school in Anchorage that's literally opening up, and this particular school is. I need to read you letters here from the Long Island School, Southeast Island District. Dear sir, we need a new school bad. If we got a new student down here, we're done for. There's no room in this class. If we have a fire, we can't get out without shoving. We have to squeeze through the desk. There's no room for stuff to hang stuff. No room for Mr. Hanover to correct our work. Also, there's no room for activities. Also, there's no room to hang our coats. P.S. We need a new school. Sincerely, Bob Looney, 6th grade. Dear sir, we need a new school bad, ... And here's the reasons we need our new school. For one thing, it's too crowded, and if we get a fire, we won't be able to get out the door because my desk is in front of the door and somebody's going to run over me and get me hurt. No room for a library. No library in this school. Have to store play equipment in the coat closet. No room for our coats to hang. No wall space for us students to put our work up or display anything. No room for the activity centers. I don't think there's a school in Anchorage that has some of these problems, Mr. President, and I would urge the passage of this bill.
Great.
Oh,
Mr. President, I've heard several times about mirrors, and I'm certain that they need the school there, but there are other ways in which the people of Anchorage could have that school built under the capital construction program, and all they have to do is go in there, and they can get the 75% and possibly 90% if they pass the new measure back, and with good planning, they could have had that. Some of the other communities are doing it and have done it, so if it's really that serious a thing, I would think that the representation that keeps complaining about it should advise his people on the assembly to take that action.
You have the floor, Senator Joseph.
I just want to say I disagree with everybody who's spoken this morning.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 18, amended, pass the Senate? You may proceed. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas and 2 nays.
Senate Bill 18 has been adopted. Senator Rankin.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 18 rules with the title change be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 229. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 229 by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations to the University of Alaska for certain capital projects and planning, providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass with a letter of intent. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Fakes, Mulcahy, and Josephson. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 229 be considered in gross advance, third reading, placed in final passage.
Objection, so ordered. The Secretary read.
Senate Bill number 229, an act making special appropriations to the University of Alaska for certain capital projects and planning and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 229 is before you for discussion, debate. Ready for the question?
Question.
Senator Fakes.
Mr. Chairman, I hope those people who insist on proportional shares and percentages, et cetera, will take note of the percentages for Anchorage in this bill.
The question is, shall we pass a bill covering the subject just discussed, Senate Bill 229? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Have all members voted? I pushed it several times. I don't know what's my problem. Any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 nay, and 2 excused.
Senate Bill 229 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill number 229 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Objection. Effective date clause has been adopted. There is a citation.
Citations honoring Carl Ide by Senator Kutula. Citation commending law enforcement agencies involved in investigation of Fairbanks homicides by Representatives M.M. Miller, Bettesworth, Ringstad, David, Kopelman, Schultz, and Senators Bennett, Fahrenkamp, and Moss.
Senator Sackett.
May I be added, please, to the one on the Fairbanks homicides?
Objection. That is so ordered. Senator Ray.
There are no other additions, Mr. President. I will move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection. The citation calendar has been approved. It takes us this morning to unfinished business. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive State Affairs Committee referral of House Bill number 79, which is a bill to repeal the peremptory disqualification of a judge as a further referral to judiciary.
There's no objection. State Affairs has been waived. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I give notice of my intent to reconsider Senate Bill number 18.
Those reconsideration has been given. Senator Ray.
Committees. Mr. President, I understand that in both instances, 229 and 18, there are letters of intent. There is notice of reconsideration given on Senate Bill 18. I would give notice of reconsideration of my vote on SB 229. I ask that it be taken up at this time for the purpose of allowing me before final passage to ask that the letter of intent be adopted.
Without objection. Does the letter of intent appear in everybody's packet?
Yes. It's the Senate Finance Committee letter of intent on the UAA and ACC facilities, and it is, every member has a copy of the letter of intent dated April 5, 1983, and I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adopt the letter of intent.
Mr. President, I'll object.
Yeah, the floor is Senator Kelly.
I don't have a copy of the letter of intent.
Can this letter of intent be given, Mr. Kelly? Right here. Please hand this to him.
Read it.
Objection is withdrawn, Mr. President.
Objection has been withdrawn. You move the letter of intent, ask unanimous consent?
That's correct, Mr. President.
There's no objection. Letter of intent has been adopted. Bill is in third reading. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 229, an act making special appropriations to the University of Alaska for certain capital projects and planning and providing for an effective date with the letter of intent.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 229 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 excused.
Senate Bill 229 has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 229 with the letter of intent be considered a roll call on the effective date clause.
No objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Citation calendar was adopted. Take us to unfinished business this morning. I know some people wish to make transportation to Skagway this morning. I think the ferry leaves sometime around 11 a.m. Items under unfinished business. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Announcement of committee meetings this morning. Send Finance.
Finance will meet Monday morning, 8:30.
Finance Monday. Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, there will be a meeting in the special Senate Committee on Agriculture at 11 in the Butcherbitch Room.
11 a.m. Are there further announcements, Judiciary Chairman?
The Alaska Public Employees Association, your friendly group, cordially invites you to join them for cocktails and hors d'oeuvres April 15th, I believe that's the day, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the APEA headquarters, 4th and Franklin. There you'll be able to meet the statewide members of the APEA and their state administration council.
Further announcements? Takes us out to special orders this morning. Senator Ray.
No other business come before the Senate, Mr. President. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday, April 18th.
Senate is adjourned.